Topic 2. Usage of stars. Listen and answer question number 1.
Today, class, we are continuing our discussion about heavenly bodies. We will discuss the ways people have used stars.
I know that people use the sun to tell time. During the day, they would look at the shadow on a sundial to tell what time it was.
That is true, and our sun is a star. But today, we are going to discuss the stars we see at night.
My dad taught me about telling time at night. We use the North Star, Polaris.
Can you tell the class how we use the North Star to tell time?
We use our hands to measure how high the North Star is over the horizon, and the height tells us the time.
Very good. People use many ways to measure the height of the North Star and other constellations. They measure with hands, rulers, and even two pencils tied together.
Constellations tell other things, too. They tell people how far east or west they are.
That is right. It is called navigating by the stars, and it used to be the main way for sailors to navigate. Constellations were also used in the past to tell people other things.
I read that farmers used the constellations to know what time of year it was.
Farmers used to look at the constellations before dawn. They would remember which constellation was rising, and it would tell them the season. Then they would know if it was time for seeding or harvesting the crops.
People also used the constellations to tell them when it was time for some religious ceremonies.
Aren't the signs of the zodiac all constellations too?
That is true. Some people believe that the positions of the stars and the other heavenly bodies help to understand life on Earth.
The positions of the heavenly bodies when you are born can tell you about your life and your personality too.
It is true that many people believe in astrology. Astrology is a belief that the positions of heavenly bodies can tell you about people, life, and even the future. But we will discuss that more tomorrow. Class is over.